Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The left fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting third. The right fielder, Phil Weintraub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting fifth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Grissom. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Lee Grissom. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Lou Chiazza. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball four. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ripple. Weintraub reaches second base with a double. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan takes first base on ball four. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jordan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chiazza. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Chiazza steals second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Riggs. Chiazza moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers takes first base on ball four. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kyler for the out. One out. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weintraub takes first base on ball four. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jordan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Weintraub trying to get to third. Ott throws the ball into Kayaza, who tags Weintraub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kayaza bunts towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ott takes first base on ball four. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field. Weintraub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weintraub throws the ball into Myers, who tags Schumacher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chiazza takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into left field. Goodman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goodman. Chiazza goes all the way around to score. Ripple moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza juggles the ball. That's an error on Chiazza. Weintraub moves to second. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy fields it and throws to second for the out. Weintraub moves to third. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Riggs moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarthy is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schumacher strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weintraub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Riggs hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Camporas hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Billy Myers. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Les Scarcella pinch hits for Lee Grissom. Cliff Melton now pitching. Chick Haefy pinch hits for Les SC. Chick Haefy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haefy is called out on strikes. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert pinch hits for Ival Goodman. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.